On Midwest Week, a strike has probably been averted at Western Illinois University. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Emily Boyer, reporter and host for Tri-States Public Radio in Macomb. So, Emily, what do we know right now? Is there a tentative agreement, or are they really close to one, or what exactly is going on?
Last we heard, a tentative agreement was within reach. They met yesterday afternoon, Thursday afternoon, and we're back at the negotiating table trying to work out a deal after releasing a joint statement on Tuesday that they were close to reaching one. It came after a rally on Monday where the University Professionals of Illinois members and supporters and students marched around the campus in Macomb, chanting, demanding a fair contract, having speakers outside of where mediation was scheduled to take place so that making sure that the administrators who were involved in the contract action team were able to hear them.
Okay, so who does the union represent and how many of them are there?
The University Professionals of Illinois Local 4100 chapter, they represent faculty, academic support specialists, and advisors as well. There's a little bit over 600 members between the Macomb and Quad Cities campus.
And when did contract talks with the union and the university begin?
They began in October of 2016, so they've been negotiating for a little over 18 months now. They brought in a federal mediator last fall at the administration's request, and they've been working with them since.
And do we know what's held it up for something close to a year and a half?
They've had a lot of disagreements. The negotiation process began during the budget impasse, so at that point the administration was really, proposing some very significant cuts onto the faculty because they weren't sure when they were going to get any more state funding. Still, what holds it up, though, is basically, a conflict over compensation as far as salary goes and the proposed changes to the salary minima structure, which is basically the floor for how much faculty earn for their salary.
So it seems like the state budget was the main problem, at least initially. What led them to take that no-confidence vote in the university's administration?
The state budget really impacted Western. Not only was there just not the money coming in for state appropriations, but Western's been dealing with a decline in student enrollment for the better part of a decade, so that's less tuition money coming in as well. It wasn't just the situation, though, that led faculty to issue a vote of no confidence. A petition was circulated by faculty members, 20% signed on to it, and it was critical not just of the situation, but how leadership was responding to the situation and the path that they were choosing to go forward. They had to cut academic programs, they did layoffs, they also did a salary reduction on a lot of employees, and the faculty voted a vote of no confidence, not in any single person, like you would typically see, say a vote of no confidence in the president, but rather in the administration as a whole, which was really significant in showing that they were unhappy overall with the leadership and the path that they were choosing to move Western into the future.
Did they have an alternative? I mean, it seems to me that with the state budget cuts going on, that the university, had to make some cuts, furloughs, whatever. Were they saying that they were in the wrong areas or something like that?
It was critical of the decisions being made, violating Western's public mission to provide the different academic programs that they have historically. There has been shared sacrifice. The union's given up 3% of their salary over the last couple of years to help get through the budget impasse. The administration's been taking furlough days for that same time period too to cut on costs. I think it was more of a critique about the shared governance and faculty wanting to have more of a role and have more of a part in the conversation when it comes to how to go about making the decisions that were being made to bring the university, forward. There was a big critique about how layoffs were done and whether or not it was fair and whether or not the people who were laid off, they weren't really given the opportunity to come back to the university in a different capacity like typically they have been in the past.
And do we know if the people that were laid off, if many or all or some of them have been able to, come back since the budget was approved?
They did hire back quite a few people. We have seen, though, overall, there's fewer employees that work at Western. Some have chosen to go elsewhere, but several were laid off permanently.
And now, also, though, you mentioned enrollment a little while ago. What is the university doing about that? Because I get the impression that falling enrollment is sort of a quiet but huge problem going on right now.
Yeah, so student enrollment's been, steadily decreasing for the last decade. That was very much intensified by the budget impasse. Last spring, student enrollment fell below 10,000 for the first time between, total enrollment, that's Macomb and the Quad Cities campus. It was down again another 9% this spring, so it's hovering around 8,600 students. The administration has added into the university strategic plan, it prioritizes recruitment and retention efforts, and now the goal is to stabilize and grow the enrollment to about 10,000 students. Certainly more money would help along those lines. I think if you look at the years that the student numbers have been declining, those are the same years that student state appropriations for the university have also been falling. There's a consensus on campus that student recruitment is really everyone's job. You see a lot of academic programs and departments that go out and recruit their own students pretty heavily. But, there's only so much you can do when you have fewer employees through layoffs and attrition, and you're bringing students to a campus that has deteriorating state-owned buildings because, there's a growing list of deferred maintenance projects that can't be paid for because state appropriations are down.
And what do we know, if anything, about the possible tentative agreement that the two sides say they're close to reaching?
They haven't really released any details yet on the agreement. Like I mentioned before, holdouts remained salary cuts that they were proposing. It was a 2% salary cut. There's also debate over restructuring the salary minima and how that would impact professors and their lifetime earning potential here at Western. So I have to assume that there's been some sort of meeting in the middle on those two issues. But outside of that, they are waiting until they have the final verbiage confirmed before they're going to release any real details.
And so what do we know about the role of the recent strike authorization vote by the union? Did that play a role in, shall we say, nudging the administration closer to an agreement?
Yeah, last week the members of the UPI voted to authorize a strike. That does not call for a strike, but rather it gives the leadership the ability to call for one. They said that this is really important given that the administration could at any time impose their last best offer. And if that happens, the union could now go on strike. So they went ahead, they filed their intent to strike with the state labor board, meaning that the first day that they could go on strike would be Monday, April 30th. And I think that that did put some pressure on the administration to realize that this was a real potential. There's only a few weeks left in the spring semester. And after the strike vote was authorized and the rally on Monday, there was a lot of movement made during the mediation session on Monday, which led to them, saying that they're close to reaching some sort of agreement.
And so the possible strike could have started on Monday, April 30th. Where in the academic year are you guys, and what sort of problems might that have caused?
And it still could. I mean, technically, they can call a strike at any point up until they have a contract that's approved. They have said, though, that they don't want to strike, and as long as negotiations are going well, they don't plan to, but it is always a possibility. There's just a couple weeks left in the spring semester, dead week's supposed to be next week, and then we have finals after that. The university has maintained, though, that they would try their very best to not impact students at all. If there was a work stoppage, they plan to have department chairs and TAs teach classes. I'm not sure exactly how that would go. And you also have to think about how final grades would be distributed if it ended up crossing paths with, if there was a work stoppage around the time that those were due in. But I think right now there's a lot of optimism that a deal is within reach and we might see some sort of conclusion here quickly.